Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Good morning, Governor, and thank you very much for speaking with us.
Bob, good morning. Sad day.
Tell us how you think Senator Kennedy should be and will be remembered.
Well, I, like so many others, admired and respected him for his total commitment to social and economic justice, and I was in awe of that long before I got to know him personally, and as I have over the years, I have just loved spending time with him. He was, at the same time, larger than life and completely down to earth, kind and smart and warm and savvy and wicked funny when he wanted to be.
He was your go-to guy in Washington when you needed something from Capitol Hill. How big a loss is this for the Commonwealth?
You know what? He was my go-to guy before I was governor of the Commonwealth. He was the guy, when I sat down with him the first time one-on-one, back in 1993, I think it was, when President Clinton had just come into office and I was a finalist, an unsuccessful finalist for U.S. Attorney. I remember saying to him then that I was in that chair because of the work that he had dedicated himself to over the decades. And I never forgot that, and I appreciate that about him and about his contributions. And we have been blessed in the Commonwealth by having an uncommonly deep congressional delegation led by this extraordinary political icon. It's a big, big hole. But we are fortunate, as I say, to have a lot of other talent on that delegation, and I think the greatest honor we can do to him is to keep pushing his agenda.
Do you think, I know we're a little out of the ballpark now, but do you think there's a good chance that Congress will now follow Massachusetts' lead and pass health care reform?
I hope so. I think we've got a lot of great lessons to share with 97%+ of our residents now insured. There's not another state that can touch us. We've got the right framework now to get costs controlled, and I know that the Congress is looking at that model as well. So we offer a lot of examples of how to innovate and to do so without fear, because we made a choice here in the Commonwealth, realizing that we had better than the usual two choices, which was between a perfect solution and no solution at all.
You mentioned a moment ago how important it was for you personally, politically, to have Senator Kennedy's longtime focus on civil rights, how important that was to you at that moment when you were a candidate for Attorney General in the Obama administration. Of course, you ended up taking a high post in the Clinton Justice Department anyway. And I'm wondering if I might ask you about another political question. What impact did Senator Kennedy's endorsement have on your friend Barack Obama's presidential campaign at that moment?
I think it was huge, and I think the common wisdom is that it was huge. I remember talking to him before he went public with his decision, trying to just talk him into it, and he listened very patiently, and I was talking about how in some respects, though he and I shared enormous respect for Senator Clinton and for the strength of her candidacy, Barack Obama was the voice consistent with the legacy of him and his brothers.
So how did he come to the decision?
Well, I think he, as he does, and as he has, he was looking out and around the corner and thinking ahead and wanting to see a voice for American ideals and American aspirations at the highest level of our government, a sense of statesmanship, not just good politics, but real hope and aspiration. And I think that's what Barack Obama brought in his candidacy, and thanks to Senator Kennedy, look at him now.
I can't help but notice in the last couple of minutes you've been speaking about Senator Kennedy in very much the present tense. And I'm wondering how difficult it will be to speak about him in the past tense.
Bob, I'm and Diane too, we are just devastated by this loss. We all knew this was coming, but like everybody else, I think, we believe that if anybody could beat this illness, Ted Kennedy could and would. It's such an extraordinary life, and he was such a blessing to all of us.
Let me ask you One other question, if I might. Of course, you know the question of succession is on the table up on Beacon Hill. Senator Kennedy himself delivering a request to you and to Massachusetts legislative leaders to pass legislation that would enable you as governor to appoint a successor instead of waiting months, perhaps until as late as January, for a special election to fill the seat. Do you think that legislation should go forward?
Well, I support the special election that's provided for in the current law, as did Senator Kennedy. And at the same time, I believe that the senator's request to permit the governor to appoint someone to serve for that 5 months until a special election was entirely reasonable. So I think we, particularly now when you think about the momentous change legislation that is pending in the Congress today, Massachusetts needs two voices. So I think now is the time for us to reflect on the senator's life and contributions and to pray for the comfort of his wife, Vicki, and his family. In due time, we can and will turn to succession.
But I take it by your comments, you would urge at the appropriate moment the legislature to pass such a bill to allow you to appoint, and that if that happened, you would sign it.
Yes.
Governor Patrick, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We very much appreciate it.
Bob, thank you for having me.